If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
As you know, today MK Party facing versus MK Party versus the IEC, and the court judgment reserved today. On the line with us is Mpumelelo Zikalala. We've been speaking about this particular case, but of course we were all speculating, sort of. Now we've heard the arguments in court. Mpumelelo, thanks again for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, so good evening to your listeners.
All right, so we obviously now today have more clarity on what exactly the arguments opposed both by both parties are. Let's start with, you know, essentially the MK Party's argument that was put forward in court today.
The basic standard around three things. The first one is the one of saying, well, firstly, it's not even give us a proper notification. The manner in which you communicate to us, it's something which was, or the email.
Obviously, that line is not going very well. So you may remember that on Thursday, we spoke to the MK Party spokesperson. And this is the very first question, actually, I asked him about procedure and whether. And previously, I had also spoken to the IEC and I had also asked them about this because it turns out it was an issue. So it was about whether they were notified formally. It turns out today it was a matter that was brought forward again. And this particular, the argument of the legal team here, the MK legal team, was that they were not notified before the announcement was made. But let me just get clarity from Mpumelelo there on that particular matter. Mpumelelo, I hope the line will hold. You were just talking about the notification procedure being an issue that was brought forward by the MK Party legal team.
Yes, and certainly centering around this point of saying, well, if there's a complaint about me and someone has complained to us, you're supposed to give me the right to reply before the decision maker. You take a decision and then you go back and you announce what decision you've taken. Now, in this instance, the person says a complaint, you can simply believe them without coming back to me or even asking me whether I need to comment or not. So on those basis, there's a bit of procedural unfairness that has taken place. And then based on that, it was one of the reasons why then the application ought to succeed. But there was a second point, which was then saying, let's look at the element of biasness. You were asked this question months earlier.
In January.
You pronounced on it. And when the time comes, you act in exactly the same manner in which you pronounced in earlier. So on those basis, there's an element of biasness that is there. When the question that came, then the person who had announced that decision ought to have taken a step back and said, well, I've been asked this question before, and before sitting in my desk now, let me remove myself because there's an element of perceived biasness that might take place. I do not want to be accused of being biased, so that I do not change this particular provision. And then there's the last one, which for me was a bit convincing in terms of saying, let's look at the definition of remission. I think I had about 8 to 9 examples of what the word remission actually means and its effect. By the remission, or that was passed by the president, it then had an effect of reducing the sentence which was passed. If you look at the reduced sentence compared to Section 47, it then allowed the former president to participate or to be a member of the National Assembly. So it's basically those three arguments that were there coming from the former president. But from the IEC, they were then struck back and said, well, this court must interpret the sentence and not the period which is served by the individual in question. So if you look at that, then whether you said 1 day, 2 days, or even 3 days, it has no effect at all, because the mere fact that you were issued with a sentence which is more than 12 months, it means that you are not qualified to deal with all the other issues that are there.
All right. Let's talk about that time frame, because the arguments put forward by the IEC is that a sentence is a sentence is a sentence. Whether it is civil, whether it is criminal, it is still a sentence. Whether it was in the constitutional court, it's still a sentence. MK is saying, well, look, you know, there was remission. And we didn't get to serve out the 15-month sentence. And so that in itself needs to be reviewed. Your position on that, Mpumelelo, what do you think, you know, your take on how both parties presented that particular argument?
Well, at the end of the day, you can't ignore how the sentence has been served, because there's a difference between saying that a person is on parole, that there's been pardon, the person has been pardoned, and then there's a remission. If it was the same, and the sentence was a sentence, and because it is a sentence, then even the words which are utilized in the Constitution, when it comes to that effect or the reducing the time frame of those sentences, would have been different. So the mere fact that there's the person being released on parole, it's simple. Your term is still there. You're still serving your sentence. It's just that it is an alternative mode of serving. When you say it's pardon, again, something which is completely different. But once you say a remission, then it must have been the intention of the legislature, whether they knew it or not, that it must have the effect of reducing what the court had issued. And if this is the case, then it must be reflected in any criminal record. It must also be reflected in any man and if you're going to serve them, because the effect of their remission that says you are now receiving a lesser sentence. So it is as if you are taking back the power that has been issued by the court, and you are now in the shoes of the court, the only those peculiar situations that you might have in our law, where the president then takes over the presiding officers in any of the courts that we have and says, I'm going to issue a much more lesser sentence, and this is the lesser sentence. And the effect of it must follow whatever decision that has been taken. If the decision is to reduce, then whatever disqualification that must have been there, if it's going to lead to a person being qualified at a later stage, then that's what ought to happen through the remission which is being applied.
So we obviously find ourselves here with judgment being reserved. Your take on how do you think the court is going to, you know, rule on this one?
I think on the notification allegation, I don't think that they are going to succeed on that one. On the element of biasness, again, I don't think that they are going to succeed. I think the IEC has been able to prove the methods that have been utilized, and there's no element of any wrongdoing that has taken place. But on the remission one, I think they might have a struggle with that particular one. I think the effect of the remission must then be taken into account. And if the court is going to make a distinction between the sentence and the serving of the sentence, without taking into account all the other tools that are there, I think it is highly unlikely. So I think maybe this may go to the MK.
Appreciate that. And Mpumelelo Zikalala, a judgment is reserved. And of course, we would want to see this, you know, being wrapped up very, very quickly, because the elections are looming. IEC has to go ahead and print. And they can only do that once all of this is settled. But obviously, we keep an eye on that story.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.